A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. So he summoned him and he asked him, 'What is this that I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you can no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'Now what shall I do? Now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me, I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do, so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they may welcome me into their homes.' And he called in his master's debtors one by one. To the first one he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' And he replied, 100 measures of olive oil. And he said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another he said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 measures of wheat. And he said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonest steward for acting prudently. And Jesus continued, "For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than the children of light." The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever I hear this gospel, I oftentimes think to myself, Jesus have found a better character for his story, or a different kind of story. You know, as far as prudence goes, a person who is prudent, other than this crooked fellow, very dishonest. But when I ask myself that question, then me. Pretty much to an answer. That there's a reason that this dishonest steward is the main character in the story of Jesus. Of course, Jesus knows what he's doing when he tells a good story. There's a reason why he's the main character. This guy has made a mess of his life. And he knew that he was responsible for it. He was at fault. He messed up. So, I know this parable is addressed to me and to you. It's for us. Especially when we find ourselves, you know, our lives off track in any way, and we realize that we're the ones to blame. Can't point the finger at anybody else. Usually we start off that way, and then it always usually comes down to here. So in this light, actually it's a parable of hope, as all of Jesus' parables are. Great stories. And it tells us that no matter how badly we may have done wrong or messed up in any area of our lives, God is present to help us. And it can easily lose sight of that. God is present to help us. It's much easier for us to believe that God is present to help us when we face situations that are out of our control, like when somebody hurts us, or an illness takes over, you get hit with a sickness, or there's an accident. We pray to God, "Oh God, this is out of my control." But this story tells us that God is with us when the pain that we go through is of our own making. We brought it on ourselves. This fellow, this dishonest steward, is an example to us. Not because of dishonest, but because of his desire to live. Try to make amends. So whenever we find ourselves damaged, I can use that word, wounded, and broken by our sins, mistakes, the parable tells us to give up. Now St. Paul, in the letter to the Romans that we heard, says very clearly, don't judge other people. We have to remember that, you and I. We don't know what's going on in another person's heart. We barely know what's going on in our hearts, you know, but God knows. So we don't know what another person is going through. So we always have to remind ourselves, it's time, oh yes, I need to take my woundedness and give it to the wounded healer, Only He can heal it, once and for all, and over and over and over again. It's time to trust God, we remind ourselves, with any mess, any mistake we may have brought on, and move toward newness of life. Amen.
Amen. Amen.